Title: New City Guidance on Qualified Action Determinations Under CECRA and CEQR. Content: As a result of recent changes to New York State law, certain housing, infrastructure, and public works actions may now be deemed qualified actions that are exempt from the requirements of the State Environmental Quality Review Act, CEQRA, and the City Environmental Quality Review, CEQR. The Department of City Planning, DCP, has released new process guidance for applicants seeking a determination that an action is a qualified action exempt from further environmental review pursuant to Section 8-0111 of the New York State Environmental Conservation Law. What is a qualified action? Qualified actions must be actions for the purpose of the construction of housing, such as a zoning map change to enable greater residential density, and may include any discretionary actions concerning land use, zoning, permitting, real property acquisition or disposition, or development financial assistance that would otherwise require review under CECRA/CEQR. Eligibility criteria to qualify: a proposed action must satisfy three categories of criteria: zoning and density limits. Actions in low-density zoning districts must not exceed 250 incremental units, 1, while actions outside low-density districts must not exceed 500 incremental units. Actions must not be located in M2 or M3 districts, must not facilitate more than 50,000 total incremental square feet of commercial, community facility, or other non-residential, non-industrial use, must not facilitate any incremental industrial floor area, and must not facilitate the construction of only one single-family residence on a parcel of 1/2 or more acres. Low-density zoning districts are defined as R1 through R5, C3, or C4-1, the special Coney Island District/M1-2, M1-1D, M1-2D, M1-3D, M1-4D, and M1-5D. Outside low-density zoning districts are defined as R6 through R12, C1-6 through C1-9, C2-6 through C2-8, C4-2 through C4-7, C5, C6, C7, C8, and all other M1 districts. Locational criteria: actions must be connected to existing public water and sewer systems at the commencement of habitation and must be located at a previously disturbed site, which is defined as a site that has been substantially altered by an occupied, formerly occupied, or demolished building or by another improvement or use at least 2 years prior to the application. The site cannot have recently been used for agricultural purposes and must also be located outside of a coastal erosion hazard area. Hazardous materials requirements: qualified actions must comply with all local requirements for hazardous materials remediation, including completion of a Phase 1 environmental site assessment and, as appropriate, placement of an e-designation, and must complete and submit a hazardous materials certification form. Two-step process for obtaining a qualified action determination: applicants seeking a qualified action determination from DCP should submit additional materials in their project initiation form, also known as a PIF, which must include an increment table that includes information on each site within the affected area of the proposed action, covering the no action condition, with action condition, and increment for each site, including lot area, existing and proposed zoning districts, square footage by use, number of units, and parking information, for any sites that are not projected development sites, information on why they are not soft sites, information supporting a determination that the site of the proposed action is a previously disturbed site, and for zoning actions, an up-to-date Phase 1. Upon the finalization of an applicant's actions with DCP, an updated qualified action determination form should include information on the finalized actions, a description of the site and why such site is a previously disturbed site, a description of the proposed development, and information on the no action and with action conditions and project increment, for submission to DCP. Issuance of the determination: if the proposed action constitutes a qualified action, DCP will issue a qualified action determination in the form of a memorandum that includes the qualified action determination form and hazardous materials certification. Important limitations: a qualified action determination exempts an action from further review under CECRA and CEQR, but does not exempt projects from the land use approval process or other app.